Daniela's story. Daniela Vukovic, a councillor in the Ministry of Education and Sports, describes her journey through the Serbian education system. My birth was very hard and strenuous, long hours of labour, pain and struggle. The medical staff dealt with a complicated and risky delivery, and I came through with lifelong consequences, cerebral paralysis. The consequences became evident to my parents when I was 2, through the way I spoke and walked. However, as I grew older, they saw I was quick at grasping new ideas, analysing situations, and had a good memory. Aware of my mental capabilities, my mother, a teacher, insisted on my inclusion within the community and studying with children without special needs. I was enrolled in a regular kindergarten. Of course, this was preceded by numerous discussions with the school headmaster, psychologist, and educators. This complicated procedure was not required for my younger brother, who was, according to them, a healthy child. This implied I was unhealthy, but how, I never really understood. As far as I remember, I liked very much going to the kindergarten, and I felt at ease there. I fully participated in the learning and sang and recited at school parties. My parents maintained very close contact with my teachers, and I never felt that my slow speech and walk, my so-called disabilities, bothered the other children. My playmates knew me well and always gave me a role in our plays. I participated in all the activities on an equal footing. As primary school approached, my parents had to put in additional efforts to persuade the authorities to allow me to attend regular school. Again, I was lucky that my mother was a teacher. She was familiar with the terms, procedures, and ways of tackling issues of children who are different. I was tested, diagnosed, and subjected to what seemed endless checkups. My mother tried to handle all the opinions and questions. Is she seeing a speech therapist? Will she be able to handle things on her own? Other children will be. Maybe the other parents will. All this in order to find a teacher who would accept me in his or her class. In grammar school, I studied, wrote, drew, and did all my learning exercises like the other children. Of course, my low grades in physical education were directly linked to my motor difficulties. It depended on the goodwill of my teachers how they would tolerate this and let me show my skills in other areas. I faced situations like, "Do not sing. You sing falsetto. Be silent. Walk fast. I do not have all the time in this world. You always have to go to these therapies, always have an eye on the watch. Go away, I do not want to look at you any more. Yes, I have always given you lower grades because your mother works in the school, so the other children wouldn't be jealous of you." There were teachers who appreciated my efforts and ability to persevere, and there were people who felt pity for me and didn't mix with me except when they had to. They never got to know my abilities and skills. By high school, I had grown accustomed to the unequal conditions of schooling. My good exam performance made some classmates proud of me, while others envied my grades. I was now capable of finding ways to establish communication. I learnt that actively participating in class using short sentences helped me to show my understanding and knowledge. This provided my teachers with regular feedback about my learning and helped them evaluate and support me for my exams. The untimely death of my father weakened my stamina and will, but I completed high school with top marks. With the university admission tests and subsequent exams, I once again faced having to prove my capabilities and that I should be allowed to study with other students. The commission, after a lot of persuasion, made only one provision and allowed me to take one final graduation exam orally. Although I was eager to continue my training, I did not want my schooling to depend any longer on my constant efforts to prove my abilities and on the kind consideration of the authorities. I hated hearing, "Your case has been put to the commission, and now they..." Why was I always a case for them, I wondered. Following my graduation, I made a decision to end my education. My life goes on, and I witness stories of unequal living conditions for people like me. People with challenges are still striving to adjust to those not challenged and to fit into their world. And, you have to admit, it is not an easy task. Contact Daniela Vukovic by email daniela_gpp@yahoo.com.